Beacon Press Audio presents Water Tossing Boulders, How a Family of Chinese Immigrants Led the First Fight to Desegregate Schools in the Jim Crow South by Adrienne Berard. This audiobook is narrated by Mo Egan. Published by Beacon Press Audio, 2016. When torrential water tosses boulders, it is because of its momentum. Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Author's note. As a child growing up in New England, I used to listen for hours as my mother told stories in the dawdling Mississippi drawl of her childhood. She learned to hide her accent when she moved north during high school, but her vowels grew long again whenever she took me and my sisters into the backyard to play kick the can. My mother taught us the Mississippi Delta like it was a second language. She slipped back into her accent when she showed us how to cook, how to tell a joke, how to hide between imaginary hedgerows of cotton in a game of blind man's bluff. This book began as a failed effort to chronicle my own family history in Mississippi. While digging through the archives at Delta State University to research my great-grandmother, I wandered, quite by accident, into a meeting of the Mississippi Delta Chinese Heritage Museum. It was there I overheard a conversation between the university archivist, Emily Jones, and a retired library science professor named Frida Kwan. They were overwhelmed. Dozens of descendants of Chinese immigrants were anxious to have their family histories preserved at Delta State, the only archive collecting material on the Mississippi Delta Chinese. Leaving the university, I called my grandmother. Although she was raised in the Delta,